Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Moore. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
It is an Odyssey.com, McCarthy. How are you? Welcome to the radio program on a Sunday night. That means me, then Lori Rubenson. So much to chat about with the king of happiness, me, the soul of sweetness and light. Never finding fault, always looking at the bright side. Cheery, I think that's what they call me. Oh, that Chris Moore. He's so cheery. That's why I like him. So cheery. He's thinking cheery. That's what he is. 877-337-6666 is the number. You call on the number and I'll hang up and listen. So we got that going for you. Yanks get it done. Mets, you know, I don't know that Stroman, it's in his best interest. I'm not his personal secretary, nor am I his conscience. I don't know whether it's in his best interest to tell the truth. For most of us, though, it often isn't. It's one of the frustrating parts of life that telling the truth is not good for you. And can get you into more trouble than telling a lie, especially in 2021. So, I don't know, but I agree with them. The nice thing about our program and your opportunity as a caller, you get to tell the truth. There are no consequences for you in telling the truth, and there are rarely any consequences for me in telling the truth. So, it kind of works that way. And I do look forward to days like this when we get to talk. And go back and forth, and I really do. I mean, I was thinking about it this afternoon as things were unfolding, and the Yankees looked like they were going to fail again, and the Masters was not what we wanted it to be, and the Mets started and stopped, and, you know, we all know about both shutouts yesterday, and then I read that Kyrie is going to miss tomorrow's game for personal reasons, and, you know, we've had so many load management discussions, we've had so many... How are teams now approaching the regular seasons conversations? And they're all relevant. You know, they're all relevant. And I've gone back and forth, even in my own head, about a lot of this stuff. And then you guys have changed my mind sometimes, or at least made me think. And my job, I hope, is to help, you know, make you think and come on one side or the other, whether you agree with me or not, at least you think about it. So we go back and forth with all this stuff, and I look forward to it every week. And luckily this month, it's working out that it's every Sunday night, 6 to 10. So that's good, because at the end of the weekend, you know, you decompress a little bit, and you think about all that happened, and also you think about what's next. So where to begin today? We got the NFL draft, obviously. The hockey trade deadline is tomorrow, as the Islanders are the team in the metropolitan area that, you know, that have an opportunity to grab some people's attention and to grab some momentum going into the playoffs. So interesting to see if they do anything. And obviously, if you're a fan of the Rangers or Devils, interesting to see what they would do as well. So if anything happens there, we'll keep you up to date on that. And Pete's got the updates for you as the night progresses. Got Emmanuel Berbari in the chair tonight, the producer, soon-to-be star broadcaster. But he may have to shorten something. I mean, there's just way too many syllables. And if I wanted to walk around all day saying Emmanuel Berbari, I would. But I can't think of anybody that would want to do that. You know, I don't think it's great for your health. And I think it's a jumble, you know, and who needs a jumble? I like it simple. You know, I'm just getting through Hideki Matsuyama. What would you rather say, Emmanuel Barbari or Hideki Matsuyama? It's just a lot of work, you know, and who needs that kind of work? You know, Pete McCarthy, that's a name right there. Petey Mac, you know, flows. It comes right out at you. I'm watching the end of the Masters. I'm not sure why. It's a tradition like no other. Watching the end of the Masters, whether it's interesting or not. Matsuyama, to his credit, has made it boring. And that's what champions are supposed to do. You know, there is no animosity, no negativity, no lack of respect, no nothing for Hideki Matsuyama, who's been on the tour and deserves this. And I hope he finishes it out at this point, because the only way he could lose is to collapse. And I don't want to see anybody do that, especially someone who has earned it the way he has earned it. And this Will Zalatoris is a very exciting young player. Going to be fun to watch him. I just beg him, as I said on Twitter, do not go to the weight room. Do not go to the weight room. Do not go to the weight room. 140 pounds is fine, because he really has been, you know, a ray of light and hope for the future of golf. And you got, you know, the Corey Connors and Scottie Schefflers and some of these young players that are coming that aren't there yet. Rahm, 66 today. Spieth underscoring that he's going to be around now, and you could forget about Spieth being an also-ran the way he looked like he might be heading. The way Ricky Fowler now looks like he's heading, you can forget that with Spieth. He has proven that he's back. You know, he has won, and he has had, I don't know, maybe five top fives this season already. So that's good to see. Xander Schauffele we knew was a good young player. Rose wasn't ready to win this. We kind of knew that. Mark Leishman, no one cares. Smith, up and coming, shot 70 today. Currently in ninth, Cameron Smith, he's going to be a good player. He's going to be around a while. So there's a little, I wouldn't call it a changing of a guard, but I'm saying that those players that are coming will be interesting to watch. The Yankees are crazy, aren't they? I mean, they're crazy, because you know in your heart, and I give people credit for this, you know, I do. You know in your heart that this regular season is in so many ways a preseason for the postseason, right? It's just, it's a way to answer questions and figure out if your formula is the right one as you head to the postseason. And as we talked about last week, what's frustrating is you don't know, and a lot of you are really down on Cashman now, but you don't know whether the template that they have is one in which you're going to have playoff success. You know, can you have playoff success with a team like this? And the stubbornness of Cashman in that regard, I think, does deserve some questioning. You know, yes, he's found players, but he also doesn't admit mistakes very well, or at least it appears that way. It's going to be hard to jump back on the Aaron Hicks bandwagon as a legitimate player. He's not that good when he plays, and he always gets hurt. And, you know, Judge and Stanton are limited. Sanchez's defense has been clear from the get-go, and yet they, you know, they're doing so much wishing. Boy, I hope Glaber works out. You know, I hope Gary plays better defensively. I hope Aaron Hicks can get the job done in center field and stay healthy and hit for average and run the bases and play great defensive center field, all while staying healthy. You know, there's so much going on there, and yet I get it. And one of the things that I really struggle with is how they take advantage of us. Like, I get it that I'm old and grizzled, and I look at it as a preseason for the postseason. But your nine-year-old doesn't, and maybe you don't either. And you know what? You should expect your team to try and win every night. They're professional players and professional organizations charging professional money. and all of this load management crap and taking the night off here, and Kyrie's got personal reasons again, and, you know, we're just being careful, and we're not going to bring him back too soon, and he's thrown four innings, get him out. Enough. You know, enough. We're not paying four innings worth. You know, we don't get to load management your season tickets or your cable bill. You know what? I'm going to pay for 8 games this month on my cable bill. Don't bill me for the other 14, okay? I don't want to pay for those. It's load management. I'm trying to load manage my wallet. So, you know what? I'm going to try hard to watch the games 11 times this month. The other 17, 18 nights, I'm not. So don't charge me for those. Only charge me for the games in which you decide you're going to try to win. Can you send me a text during the day? Hey, we're going to try to win tonight. Come to the stadium. And conversely, you know what? We're going to rest some guys tonight. We're really, you know, we hope to win, but we're really not that interested. You can stay home. Save your money. And they're not doing that. You know, so I've come around a little bit to the more common fan thinking that, what are you telling me that I'm wasting my time between now and October because you, Mr. Sports Announcer, are so sure they're going to be a postseason team and they're going to start the postseason 0-0, and therefore I'm wasting my time watching these games between now and then? I'm not saying that you're wasting your time watching your games. I am saying I doubt the sincerity of their will to win as organizations, not as players, as organizations in the regular season. The players they put out there, I am convinced, want to win the game every night that they go out to play because they want to play their best. And that, they hope, will result in winning the game. But the organizations that make up the lineup, that decide how long a guy's rest, that say to Kyrie, "Yeah, whatever you need, you know, come back when you're ready." I mean, come on, man. This is just gone beyond. And these four-inning pitching situations left and right. Oh, he gave us 5 innings. That's all we really needed. Shut up. He gave us 5 innings. He gave us 5 innings. And we take it all in like dopes. You know, we take it all in and go, "Oh, you know, wasn't a bad start. He went 5 2/3. I mean, we take it all in. And the biggest problem that I have, and the biggest, impediment to me enjoying these things is that I do feel, and I get it, we can all be too negative, and I am certainly aware of my negativity at times. I am. But I do feel like because we hold them to no standard, they treat us like we hold them to no standard. And it always comes down to the same thing. They do something questionable. Like this whole Met game today. Nine minutes or whatever it was. 11 pitches. We never have, or let me put it more accurately, we never exercise as fans any power. We routinely say, "Thank you, sir, may I have another?" That's what we do. And because we do that, because we're so accommodating, because we're so addicted, because we pay our cable bills or our satellite bills, because we go to an occasional game, sometimes begrudgingly because of how much it costs, because we do all that, they are in a position to do whatever they want. And I don't take any joy in this, but I really firmly believe it. And if you can talk me out of it, God help you, get on the phone and do it. I think they dare you to show power. They dare you. They don't think you can give them up. They don't think you can put down your addiction. They think, for the people listening to this show, you are morning coffee. To someone who's been drinking morning coffee for 20 or 25 or 30 years, that's what they believe they are to you. Something you will not give up. And so they treat you that way. And they take days off and they sit good players and take pitchers out after four innings, and they experiment with Gleyber Torres at shortstop, and they keep Gary Sanchez behind the plate. Why? Because you got nothing to do with it. There's nothing you can do about it. What are you going to do if Gleyber's the shortstop in October? What are you going to do if Gary Sanchez is blocking pitches and sometimes not in October? What are you going to do if Tom Brady gets a two-game suspension or a whole season? If Ray Rice can never play again or he plays the next week? What are you going to do? So we talk about big decisions. Oh, why don't they get rid of Goodell? Oh, this is awful. Why do they do this? This is so stupid. How come they let... What are you going to do? What power do you have as an individual? Very little. And no one has coalesced a group of fans to create anything. And yet now, with the internet being what it is, the opportunity to coalesce fans and make a statement is there to a degree. But remember this, people go to games for different reasons. A lot of people that go to games don't know any of the players, or they know one. Oh, that's that Aaron Judge. Boy, he is big. That's all they know. You go to a Knicks game, people don't know which team's which. They don't know who the Knicks played the game before, or who the game Knicks play the next game, or who's in their division, or who's in their conference. They don't know anything. They just go for the entertainment. It's not a competition, it's an entertainment. And we tend to think, because we're sports radio listeners, that everybody thinks like us, that they're really into it. But a great amount of revenue is derived by pro sports from people who are on the fringe. Fans right now watching the Masters, they won't watch another golf tournament until the next Masters. So that's the world we live in, man. And it is very frustrating at times because you know they will not come to us. And they will not react to our criticism unless it costs them financially. And that's what's so frustrating, because in every other business, it's easy. No one go to that restaurant anymore. Boy, you'll see them change then. But in this business, it's impossible. And at times you get frustrated by it. And if they want to play Gleyber all year because they want to prove a point that they're right, and a lot of you think Cashman has this huge ego and that he has to prove that Hicks is right, and he has to prove that Gleyber is right, and he has to prove that keeping Sanchez when his market value was high, was right, and he won't pay for that in the long run if Sanchez fails and he won't be able to get rid of him. He's not worried about any of that. He's trying to prove to you that all his moves are right. And the years go by, and they don't even get to the World Series, much less win it. And despite some pat-on-the-back moves that he has made, at some point you have to admit it's not working. And it's not about, oh, you know, you're panicking. They're going to win 95 games. I'm not panicking. Don't misconstrue one for the other. I'm saying that the way they're trying to build it will not work in the postseason. I am not saying, oh, they're in trouble. They're not in any trouble. They're not in any trouble. They're going to win 95 games or 105 games or 94 games or 101. And it makes no difference. So don't misconstrue the two. I am dubious of their style, of what they think they can accomplish with the kind of team that they have. But I'm not thinking, wow, this is just an average baseball team and they're going to win 80 games and lose 80 games and everyone's going to be shocked. I am not thinking that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!